The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I am your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeeks the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
Hell something.
Hell.
Welcome to hell.
Oh my.
I mean, Halloween, spooky. Yeah. Not as spooky as the real news in the world.
So that ain't no shit.
The real news is fucking horrifyingly scary. We'll talk about all that this week. Vince, how was your week?
Not bad. How about you?
Well, I'm thinking about hooking up a potato cannon and wondering, one of those, like, you can shoot the potatoes out of?
Mm-hmm. And
wondering how many little Snickers bars I can try to embed in children if I crank the air pressure up high enough. Because, 6 feet, they can't come near my house.
Fuck, I totally forgot about that. I thought you were making an Irish slur with the potato cannon.
No, I was not talking about high school nickname was Potato Cannon.
I fuck, I wish.
Well, fingerlings, but it's potatoes.
Oh, damn.
See. All right, coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about Jeff Bridges, Chris Pratt, reboots, the presidential debate, voter fraud, the Biden crime family, and a whole hell of a lot more. Top 10 list this week, Vince picked it, tried to lighten the mood. And still tie in Halloween, horror comedies. And we will answer your listener questions. Oh boy, are you ready?
I guess.
All right, fine. TV news this week. FX has renewed Archer for a 12th season. Slated to debut in 2021 on FXX and FX on Hulu. So if you like Archer, you're at least getting one more season. Oh, let's see here. I lost my spot. It's going to be that kind of show, kids.
Jeez, you're one story in. You've already lost your spot.
Hey, look, we're lucky we're one story in. So, an L.A. judge has ruled to allow the rape case against Danny Masterson to move forward after his defense team attempted to have the charges tossed out, claiming that the accusations were too old. The judge rejected that defense. They said the defense was basically, if this all happened in 2001, it's outside statute of limitations. But because this case falls under California's one-strike sex offense law, there is no statute of limitations, is what the judge ruled. So the case will move forward.
When was it?
Apparently they're saying 01. So 19, almost 20 years ago?
Proof.
Going to trial, we'll find out. But man, the Scientologist sure tried to intimidate the accusers. That makes me think the smoke fire thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, kids, how would you like a Addams Family reboot?
Oh, fuck. I thought they already did.
This is going to be a live-action series.
Oh, Jesus.
Written and co-executive produced by Alfred Goh and Miles Millar, who you may know as the team behind Smallville. But this is where it gets kind of interesting. It looks like it will be co-written and directed, all episodes directed by Tim Burton. This is a Tim Burton deal. MGM owns the rights to the IP. As of now, the package has multiple buyers bidding for it, including Netflix, which is apparently willing to shell out a ton of their kiddie porn money. So,
said that out loud. Damn.
I don't give two fucks anymore. Welcome to being close to the election, kids. I don't care anymore. Yeah, so apparently if this goes forward, it looks like Netflix is your leading bidder right now. So just find another way to watch it if you're curious. Speaking of reboots, Paramount Plus has announced they're going to reboot Flashdance into a TV series. This time it will be centered, here you go, Vince, on a young black woman who works in a strip club who has dreams of becoming a ballerina.
That is more of a highly plausible plot than the original Flashdance movie.
It really is. Yeah, a steel worker, yeah.
A steel worker by day.
A stripper by night.
That's the most retarded fucking thing I've ever heard, man.
And her name's not Greg. So, yeah. All right, Vince. I don't want to get your hopes up, but I had to have this story. Lance Henriksen. Yeah.
I know where this is going.
Do you?
I want to know.
He put out two tweets. Okay. He said, first one was, who would like to see a Millennium return?
Oh, shit.
Then the next day, he posted a clip from a documentary from their third season, which he expressed his wish for Chris Carter, the creator of the show, to either return and do more seasons or do a movie. And then he added, the words in this clip still ring true today. He's not putting it out there just willy-nilly. And I loved Millennium.
Yeah, I watched Millennium more than I watched The X-Files.
Yeah, and both were done by Chris Carter. So, man, if there's one TV show comeback I would be very happy for, it would be Millennium. Everybody should check that one out. So,
yeah, it was fantastic back in the day.
Yeah. All right. Hey, how about another movie franchise turned into a TV series, kids? More than 40 years after the original, Universal Content Productions is reviving, getting it ready for a TV series, Smokey and the Bandit.
Oh, God.
A network is not yet attached. Multiple are bidding. This will be done by David Gordon Green, who directed Pineapple Express and a crap ton of episodes of Eastbound and Down. Will be a new take on the 77 Southern Adventure movie. Dan McBride, Jody Hill, and Brandon James are also executive producing, along with Seth MacFarlane and his Fuzzy Door Company. Green will also direct the potential pilot.
Bandit's going to be a woman.
Better not be. Bandit better be fucking Danny McBride as this character from Eastbound and Down. That's the only way it makes sense. So, Kenny Powers in a trans or in the Bandit car. I might watch a pilot. So. The only other thing for TV news this week, Jeffrey Zuckerberg's Quibi shutting down. Nobody likes fucking 15-minute liberal lectures.
Yeah, nobody wants woke bullshit.
Yeah, so that streaming service is going to go away. They pumped a lot of money into this, too, so, and it's a complete failure. So there you go. That's for streaming services to be successful, you have to offer stuff that nobody else has.
It was free, wasn't it?
No. It was free for like the first week, and then they charged you like $15 a month.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I thought it was like free content and shit. Hook, you know, they give you the...
No, the hook was, hey, you can watch this for free for a little bit, and then it was, oh, now we're going to gouge you. So
we're going to gouge you on shit.
Yeah, you got to have something nobody else has. Disney Plus, obviously, all the Disney shit. Tubi, A, it's free, and B, they have hard to find things on it. Pluto's free. Hulu, you have the Hulu originals, plus they're in with certain networks like FX. You know, they have Letterkenny, and Netflix has kiddie porn and other things. So, I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Quibi just didn't... If they did 15-minute non-preaching, you know, liberal BS, then... and actually good content, it might have been a little bit successful, but it's not, so it's gone. So,
bye-bye.
All right, let's go to movie news this week. Starting off with the sad news here. Jeff Bridges announced on Monday night he was recently diagnosed with lymphoma. The Lebowski star took to Twitter, revealed his diagnosis in a pair of tweets. He said, as the dude would say, new shit has come to light. I have been diagnosed with lymphoma, Although it is a serious disease, I feel fortunate that I have a great team of doctors and the prognosis is good. I'm starting treatment and will keep you posted on my recovery. So best wishes to the dude, man. I don't care. You know, politics, race, everything splits everybody. Cancer fucking sucks, period.
It wasn't COVID? Care.
It wasn't COVID. That's amazing. It'll be counted as a COVID. But yeah, so cancer just sucks no matter who gets it. Unless you're a commie, and then, well, commies get copter rides. So, all right. The Fast and the Furious franchise is set to end.
No.
After the next two movies. Director Justin Lin will direct the 10th and 11th.
15 more movies later.
Yeah, but this is going to be the end. 10th and 11th film will be directed by Justin Lin. Last two films are set to tell an overarching story that will focus on Vin Diesel's character and wrap up the franchise. Michelle Rodriguez, Ludacris, Jordana Brewster, Nathalie Emmanuel, and Sung Kang are all expected to return. So,
Jordana Brewster is hot.
Yeah, that's
hot.
What was that? Hey, Roboto, listen. Power Rangers are coming back.
Oh, fuck.
Jonathan Entwistle, the creator behind the Netflix series It's the End of the Fucking World, has been entrusted, and he's gonna be the overseer for the new big screen and TV adaptations. So, but we're getting both. We're going to get new movies and we're going to get new TV series.
Do they not make the TV series anymore on Fox?
I don't know. I'm not sure. So, but we have a new guy kind of in charge of everything. So we'll see. Oh, hey, we're getting a new kind of Bride of Frankenstein movie. Billed as a genre-bending take on the well-known character's story, the Apple and A24 film will follow a woman molded as the picturesque ideal wife who rejects her male creator and escapes from his obsessive clutches to create a new identity for herself in a world that initially views her as a monster. She will be played by Scarlett Johansson. And nobody will fucking watch.
That sounds awful.
Yeah.
Why can't they just fucking leave shit alone?
The only people that will watch are the people that mourn Ruth Bader Ginsburg. There you go.
Yeah, that's really what it comes down to.
We have another... I'm going to say this is sad. She was 101, but Marge Champion passed away this week. Most people don't know who it is. Her and her husband... I had his name, Gower, was a Broadway productions, and they did a lot of the Hollywood musicals back in the 50s. But mostly what she's best known for is she was the model for Snow White. She was also the model for the Blue Fairy and the Hippo Ballerinas in Fantasia. So she passed away at 101. What a life. All right, next story here. Apparently, we're going to get Creed 3, the third installment of the film series. Michael B. Jordan is returning to play Adonis Creed, and it looks like he is going to direct, which will be the first Rocky or Creed movie not directed by Stallone. So,
she got the woman cancer.
Well, now Rocky had the cancer.
He's got the man cancer.
He got the man cancer. Yeah, exactly. All right, now we got to talk about Chris Pratt. America's Blacklisters ganged up on him this week because he declined to join an Avengers fundraiser for Joe and the Ho. Additionally, there's actually two things he was attacked for. One, not doing this fundraiser for Biden and, you know, for being a Christian. Pratt not openly supporting Biden and being a Christian because added up to two things, according to people online. He's a Trump supporter and he hates the gays. So Twitter and everything went crazy. It blew. Also got big with the help of a producer named Amy Berg.
echo.
Who tweeted out a poll asking which of the following Chris's had to go. Your choice was Pratt, Hemsworth, Evans, and Pine. The responses to Berg's tweet polls seeming just hate, just nothing but hate for him being a Christian, and he didn't do this, so he likes Trump. So yeah, just okay, whatever.
Put any other religion in that,
right?
And you're and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, it came out in what 2012 that he voted Obama. So I mean, really? Or is it just because he's a Christian and he didn't want to do this fucking fundraiser? Because there's a lot of problems with Joe and the hoe. Let's just say that. So, but yeah, attack him because, you know, whatever. All right, comic book news this week. When DC's Future State event begins in January of next year, DC will be publishing much of it in what they hope is a bold new format for superhero comics. But this is one that fans from Japan and England have been familiar with for decades. For the first 2 months of 2021, the core DC titles will be 8 oversized anthologies containing all new stories. So you're going to get the next Batman, Dark Detective, Superman Worlds at War, Superman and Metropolis, Immortal Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, Justice League, and Suicide Squad. They're going to be done the same way in Japan they do the Shonen Jump books, and the way in the UK they do the 2000 AD books. So it'll be a bunch of stories with different artists and everything put into one issue, basically. So they're hoping that kind of catches on, which, hey, give it a fucking shot. Can't hurt. So we'll see.
Yeah, it can't be as bad as what it's out now.
Yeah. Last thing for comic book news, because there wasn't much. We're getting a new Iron Fist series. Limited series will be called Iron Fist Heart of the Dragon. The tagline is, someone is killing the ancient dragons that power the heavenly cities, and only Iron Fist and the deadly warriors or deadly weapons can stop them. Zombie armies, mystical portals, dragon hearts, and some of Marvel's deadliest fighters will all converge in one extravaganza, and the fate of all worlds hangs in the balance. The big thing about this that I'm hyped up about, Larry Hama is doing this. This will be 6 issues. Hama's best known for, everything G.I. Joe. He is Mr. G.I. Joe. And I was lucky enough to meet him. Me and Short was lucky enough to meet him at a convention. And I have a Destro sketch he did, which I'm currently in the process of getting framed and putting in the office here. So, yay me. I like Larry Hama. So,
that's cool.
That is very cool. All right, your recommendations for books that came out this week. Ninja Turtles 110, Dune, House Artides, issue 1. X-Men issue 13, we get a new origin story for Apocalypse. So if you want that, Fantastic Four issue 25, Deceased, Hope at World's End issue 12, Nightwing issue 75, we get the real Dick Grayson back. Dark Knight's Death Metal, Robin King issue number 1, and Batman issue 101. And if you are at your local comic shop, make sure you get your pre-orders in, because next week the big book coming out is Ninja Turtles The Last Ronin. So that's going to be your, if you can try to pre-order it at your store, I would encourage that. So, all right, let's go to wrestling news this week. Former NBA referee Tim Donahue was sentenced to 15 months in prison for his role in the 2007 NBA betting scandal. While his career officiating basketball is over, he is about to begin a new one as a pro wrestling referee. Donahue and Major League Wrestling have reached a deal, which will see the 53-year-old return to officiating, except this is all part of storyline. He will be Richard Holiday's personal referee, so he won't be crooked at all, wink. Wrestling's weird.
Dude's making money, though, right?
Yep, that's all that matters. Exactly.
He's getting paid.
Yep. And if you bet on pro wrestling, you're still not as bad as the people that bet on the WNBA.
You got a problem.
Well, no, if you bet on the WNBA, you have a fucking addiction. Let's just be honest. Former WWE and current AEW star Jake Hager, going back into the world of MMA. He will fight at Bellator 250 October 29th, the Mohegan Sun in Connecticut. He is fighting Who the hell is he fighting? Somebody named Calton. I don't have a first name for that.
Good job, buddy.
Calton is 0-0 in Bellator, where Hager is 2-0-1 with a no contest on his last fight because he need a dude square in the boys. So,
oof.
Yeah. But all right. Last night, Impact Wrestling had their Bound for Glory show. Ken Shamrock was inducted into their Hall of Fame, and he was inducted by The Rock. Before the ceremony, Shamrock received video messages from Bret Hart, Mick Foley, Boss Rutten, Ariel Helwani, and Chael Sonnen. Shamrock thanked his family, friends. He thanked Bret, The Rock, and Vince McMahon for giving him a shot in WWE. Felt like his time in WWE helped him figure out what kind of pro wrestler he is today. So he joins other Impact Hall of Famers, including Sting, Kurt Angle, Jeff Jarrett, Earl Hebner, Gail Kim, Abyss, and the Dudley Boys. So, congratulations, Shamrock. This week, the NXT Arena Campus on Full Sail, the WWE Performance Center, and the Thunderdome at Amway Arena are among 17 locations being investigated by the strike team of Orange County Department of Health as COVID hotspots. Apparently, it's been learned that internally believed that several trainees from the Performance Center and or NXT talent had made formal complaints about daily operations and protocols not being followed. A few weeks ago, a couple of people spoke up at an NXT taping about what they called anti-maskers, not following guidelines outside of NXT and training classes. It was noted that WWE can't control how talent live their lives outside of WWE, which is bullshit, because let's just look at the Twitch and Cameo thing. Should another COVID outbreak affect WWE, they could pause having fans inside the Capitol Wrestling Center while continuing with the virtual fans and potentially trainees, depending on the circumstances. So, there you go. Last night's AEW Dynamite tapings, a wrestler was injured. Abaddon was injured last night and hospitalized during her match with Tay Conti. Apparently, she took an elbow to the throat and could not breathe.
Oof.
Yeah, apparently she's going to be okay, expected to make a full recovery, but they did take her to the hospital because, you know, can't breathing is a big deal. So. All right, tonight is Hell in a Cell, Heck in a Keck, Rage in a Cage, all that good nonsense. So it's time for predictions. There's not a lot of matches this tonight. So, Vince, what is our first match?
Otis versus The Miz, winner gets Money in the Bank contract. I'm going to go with Otis.
Normally, I would go with Otis, but I think since they already split him up from his tag partner, they already took away his valet. I don't think they know what the hell they're doing with him now. So I think they're just going to put the briefcase on Miz. That way Miz can have a title shot whenever the Roman thing's done. I'm going to go Miz.
Okay. Oh, the only reason I picked the guy was he looks like a douchebag in this picture. The Miz does.
Well, yeah, that's his character.
What is up with that color, dude?
What, the purple and the black? Yeah. Miz is Miz. So, all right, next match.
Jeff Hardy versus Elias?
Yep.
Elias?
Yeah, I'm going to pick Elias.
His hair doesn't look as greasy?
He looks like the bastard son of Randy Savage.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Elias because I think the last three times Jeff Hardy's been in Hell in a Cell, he's lost, so the streak will continue. All right, next match.
SmackDown Women's Champion Bayley versus Sasha Banks Hell in a Cell match. I'm going to go with Sasha Banks.
Shocked.
Shocked,
I tell you. What are the dots on her face? Those aiming dots? I mean, what?
Sure. Okay. Right in her eye.
I'm going to go with Bayley. I have the no idea. Just to be different, I'm going to go Bayley. All right, next match.
WWE Champion Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton Hell in a Cell match. I'm going to go with Randy Orton.
Yeah, I'm going to go Young Randall as well. Yeah, Drew's a good champ, but there's just no having no fans there just makes it weird. So yeah, young Randall, even though he's my age. So, all right, next match.
Universal Champion Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso. Hell in a Cell I Quit match. I'm going to go with Roman Reigns.
Yeah, come on now. It's got to be Roman. The other Uso will throw in a towel or some shit because they're building to Roman versus Rock. So, yep, Roman for the win. And that's it. Five matches tonight. So, all right. For pro wrestling news, let's talk about video games. I'm jumping ahead, and I'm all excited because Vince has a story.
I do?
Fuck, I hope so, or this segment's kind of dead.
Among Us hack spam streamer ad forces hasty hotfix. A hack that spread a streamer advertisement alongside a pro-Trump message forced developer Inner Sloth to react quickly. They better do that because AOC is streaming Among Us.
Oh, Lord. I mean, oh, she has a Lord.
Twitch. She has a Twitch now. She's been playing with her squad members.
Yeah, basically what that means is she's trying to brainwash your kids on Twitch into being socialist. So,
how do you kill a video game? You have her play it.
Oh, I was going to say pay to win. But, yeah, you have her do anything with it. Yeah.
Apparently, the new consoles, the games will be $70. They've been $59.99, $60 forever. Now they have crossed the line, and they're going to be $60 now.
Damn.
Or $70. Sorry, $70.
Do you have the thing about the Atari thing?
The new Atari?
Yes.
The CVS, or is that what it is? SVC?
Something like that.
It is. They've been working on that for the last couple of years, but it will be out this year too, alongside the PlayStation. It's okay. Just a box. It's just a streaming box. It's like the Ouya or whatever.
Oh, okay.
It's nothing to get crazy about.
That's what I was wondering. So, okay.
Fallout Miami development progresses despite pandemic. COVID-19 hasn't stopped the Fallout Miami team from continuing work on its impressive mod. Fallout Miami is one of the most ambitious game mod projects ever, taking players away from the New England setting of Fallout 4, putting them in a post-nuclear vacation wasteland. I looked at this a couple years ago when they were really, really pushing it. It looks awesome.
Does it?
Yeah. I mean, if Bethesda would actually hire these fuckers to make a mod and just put it in the game, it'd be the perfect DLC. It looks really good. So that's all I got.
No, that's it.
That's it. There's nothing going on.
All right. Well, we'll go to music news and we'll start out with a sad story here. Tony Lewis, singer and bassist for The Outfield, passed away at age of 62. Did not give cause of death. He passed away unexpectedly.
Damn. So
now he's with Josie on a vacation far away.
Right.
Yep. All right. The media is going after Five Finger Death Punch for their newest video. The media is calling it an anti-mask message. Sort of, but their official explanation is it's really about rules for thee, not for me politicians, with mask being part of it. The official statement from guitarist Zoltan Bathroy is, as much as some news uses anti-mask as a clickbait title, and I must applaud the capitalist in them, or I would be a hypocrite, let's make it crystal clear. It's a fictional story amongst shopping cart zombies, Tide Pod-eating fat superheroes, and all the other metaphors. Why would anyone think the mask scene isn't one? The scene in question is not about masks. It's not an anti-mask message. In fact, you can go to Five Finger for Death Punch and buy some cool masks. If I must explain this, the whole video is in the framework of fiction, a dystopian nightmare of one of the founding fathers right before he signs the Constitution. The mask segments are about hypocrisy on the highest level, when the rules are made for you, but those who made them are exempt. Pretty much the standard in all dictatorships and totalitarian regimes. I had the pleasure of growing up in one, hence the reference. I often say, ask us, the immigrants, the Cubans, the Venezuelans, the North Koreans, anyone from the former Soviet bloc, talk to us and we will tell you. We were lucky because we had a place to escape to. We are fortunate that we could come here, but if America is gone, where will you go? We immigrants also remember how our freedom slipped away, how our rights were ripped from us, how we were kept under the thumb and in fear of our own governments. So maybe, just maybe, we have valuable experience we can tell you about. We can forewarn you of the things we have seen before. So we, the people, must do everything in our power to stay free as a society. We must prevent the rise of tyranny in all shapes and forms. We must resist the would-be dictators and the totalitarian ideas. This is what the Founding Fathers worried about and tried to prevent by creating the Constitution. Believe it, America is a miracle, and I love this country. I will never shut up about the United States. Anyway, not anti-mask, and if you reduce the entire video to that scene and missed all the metaphor behind it, well, the good news is it is still America, and you have the right to have and print your own opinion. And he is absolutely right. Yeah. Talk to the people that came from the former Soviet Union, or the ones that came from Cuba. They'll tell you, hey, this is looking real fucking familiar. You know it?
Oh, it's full on Banana Republic right now. I mean,
oh yeah, pretty much. Last thing for music news. Puff Diddle, Diddy, whatever the hell his name is this week, he is no longer threatening to hold his vote hostage this upcoming election. The mogul has officially endorsed Joe and the Ho, but it's because he believes there's no other option. In an interview with Charlemagne the God, geez, he's fucking people in your names, he said that if Trump gets elected or reelected, there will be a race war.
Too late.
Yeah, that's where the fuck have you been for the last 3 years?
Where the fuck have you been for the last 6 months, buddy?
Yeah.
They're still rioting in Portland.
Yeah. They're setting cop cars on fire with cops in them. In Seattle. So, yeah. All right, that's it for music news. Time for song of the week. I think we got a good one picked out, Halloween-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Halloweeny, and we'll plug our friends, and when we come back, it'll be time for our top 10 list horror comedies.
It's close to midnight, something evil's lurking in the dark. Stops your heart. You try to scream, but dare I take this?
What's up, everybody? This is Handsome Dan Lopez, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, and I am the host of Handsome Dan's Final Say, the show that is guaranteed to raise your wrestling IQ. We premiere new episodes on Tuesdays on WLWstudios.com, as well as the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. When will the next episode debut? Stay tuned to my Twitter feed at Dan's Final Say or the Facebook page, facebook.com/Dan's Final Say, to make sure that you don't miss a single episode. Raise your wrestling IQ.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
For over 8 years and 450 episodes, The Shining Wizards has brought the wrestling fans the greatest guests, the most insightful discussions, and lots of laughs in talking about the world of professional wrestling. The show airs live every Monday night at 7 p.m. East on rantemradio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app, and of course is available on all podcast platforms. To check us out, go over to shiningwizards.com and get ready to join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. This just came across the wire, and so far unconfirmed by Warner Brothers and HBO, but we know the first part was that Michael Keaton was coming back to play Batman in the Flash movie, or at least Bruce Wayne. It is now being put out there that he is also, it's pretty much a done deal, though it's not confirmed, that he will be playing old Bruce Wayne for a new HBO Max Batman Beyond series.
We got our wish.
I know. I'm until I see it on the screen, I don't know if it's real, but the same people that broke the story of him in the Flash movie as Bruce Wayne Batman just broke this one. They said they have it confirmed from three different sources. So it looks like we're getting Batman Beyond and him as old Bruce Wayne.
We got our wish.
So
I'll tell you what, people that listen to us, at least give us credit.
Please. But yeah, if that's true, then hell yeah. So, all right, it's time to get to our list this week. Halloween show, top 10 horror comedies. Try to keep it lighthearted, kind of. Couple of mine, I don't know how lighthearted, but all right. Vince, you're number 10.
Ernest Scared Stupid.
I forgot the Ernest movies were on. Oh, god damn it, that's great. Know what I mean?
Hey, you know what I mean, Vern?
My number 10, it's funny if you think about it. They Live.
It's depressing. Yeah, farts, it's real funny. Funny.
Yeah, farts are funny. Plus, I got to use the hot rod on the list, so I'm happy. So.
Sure.
All right, number 9.
For my daughter, Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
A little higher on the list. My number 9 is where I have Gremlins.
Didn't make the list.
Yeah. Number 8.
Saturday the 14th.
I haven't seen that in forever, I was like.
Yeah, you just got to watch it.
Yeah.
It's corny.
This is where I got Monster Squad at 8.
Oh, man, I didn't put Monster Squad on here.
Wolfman has nards. Yeah. Yep. Number 7.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, I forgot that one. That's a good one.
The new one.
Yeah, this is where I got Killer Clowns at 7. So, number 6.
What We Do in the Shadows.
Mm.
It's funny.
Yep. My number 6, Aim for the Head, it's Shaun of the Dead.
Higher on the list.
Yeah. Number 5.
Scary Movie.
Oh, I didn't even put those in here. Yeah. That's the first one was really good. So, my number 5, I got Zombieland.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Number 4.
This is where I have Shaun of the Dead.
Well, I have another duo here. My number 4. I got Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Yeah, I've heard that's great. I just haven't seen it.
Tyler Labine needs to get more work.
Give that guy more work.
Give that guy more work. All right, number 3.
Bubba Hotep.
I forgot Bubba Hotep. Son of a. They dyed me this color. you've seen the movie, you get the joke. That's all you need to know. God dang. Yeah, I forgot Bubba Hotep. Son of a bitch. My number three, speaking of Keaton, Beetlejuice.
It's showtime.
It's showtime.
Nice fucking model.
Hong Kong. Yeah. All right, number two.
Army of Darkness.
Also my number two.
That's funny.
Yep. All right, number one.
Evil Dead 2.
Ooh. Very nice. My number one, I don't know if a lot of people would call it horror, though. But it has ghosts, so I'm going to call it horror. And it's Ghostbusters.
I was wondering.
Yeah. I don't know if it's scary enough to be really considered horror, but it's got Bill Murray. That's a classic Bill Murray. So, all right, let's get to listener picks. Jay Baca came in with Evil Dead 2, Deathgasm, Tucker and Dale, and Shaun of the Dead. Handsome Dan came in with Lost Boys.
Hell yeah.
Baza came in with What We Do in the Shadows. Chris came in with From Dusk Till Dawn, The Exorcist, Death Proof, Tales from the Crypt Demon Knight, Tales from the Crypt Bordello of Blood, An American Werewolf in London, Kiss the Girls, Army of Darkness, Evil Dead 2, Young Frankenstein, and Schindler's List. And he caveated this one with, though I do hate how the bad guys end up winning in that story. And then Handsome Dan finishes us off here with Monster Squad. So thank you to everybody for your picks. Schindler's List, really? All right. That's why it's your picks and not ours. All right, let's get to some FMKs this week. First one comes in from Chris. Meltdowners. The androgynous, quote, woman who yelled, Ruth Bader Ginsburg just died. Could this year get any fucking worse?
Mm.
The sow who bleated, you we the people that the history books warned us about. Or the feckless cunt who shrieked, but he's a fucking fascist. Maybe we can work on dismantling our two-party system. Yeah, so it's these three.
Oh, wow. The second one's got to go. I'll nail the first one.
Yeah.
And marry the last one.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't argue with that. That's, yeah. There's no winners. All right. Handsome Dan has one here. It is the Halloween Movie Mom Edition. Lucy, the mom from Lost Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Delia, the mom, the stepmom from Beetlejuice, or Morticia Adams?
I'm going to have sex with Morticia.
Yes, that's the correct answer. You marry Lucy.
Yeah.
And then Delia's guts to go.
So, Angelica Houston?
Yeah. Well,
or
no,
can we... I trade that out with Carolyn Jones?
Oh, Carolyn Jones. Oh, yeah. But he said movie, so it probably means that, but it's our show, so yeah, we're Carolyn Jones.
Yeah, Carolyn Jones.
Yeah, that's how we're going.
Jesus Christ, man. But Carolyn fucking Jones.
Yeah, that's the answer. All right. Last one here comes from Chris. It is the Barry Babes, Jen from the IT Crowd, Nadja from What We Do in the Shadows, or Jane from Toast of London.
I'd marry Jane.
Yeah.
And I'd fuck Jen from the IT Crowd.
Yep. That means the other one gets a stake in the heart. Because, you know, vampires.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to listener questions. Thank you, everybody, for your FMKs. Let's see.
I may have talked to Chris this weekend about Matt Berry and how he was a goddamn genius.
Surprised I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. First question comes in this week from Roboto. If a pandemic had hit while you were still in public school, without the internet so readily available like it is now, how would your school have handled it? How would your family have handled your schooling if they closed for 6 months or more? Our school wouldn't have given two fucks. It'd have been, it's the flu, go to school. No PE class. That would have been, Anderson didn't give a damn. So... What about yours?
We didn't have that, so I'm assuming that's I don't know. They probably make us go to school.
Yeah, we would have went to school. They wouldn't have closed for 6 months. There would have been no remote learning. You know, it's it would have just been go to school.
Hell, the even worse pandemic was the fucking swine flu.
Yeah, that killed more people. I'm sure we'll be censored from all the social media for saying that, even though it's factually true.
I don't know. We didn't do shit for the swine flu.
No.
In 2008.
No. No. Yeah, we'd have just, hey, you're going to school. Tough shit. Suck it up. You get the flu, you get meds. There you go. So, all right. Next question comes in from Handsome Dan Vince. If you could be any member of the OG Star Trek crew, Kirk, Spock, Bones, Sulu, Scotty, Chekhov, Uhura, who would you choose and why? Even though we already talked in the thread and we know who you are.
You do?
Yeah. You would be Kirk so you could nail Uhura, and you're a terrible captain.
Oh, that's awful. I'd like Bones.
Yeah, you're
kind of... Because Bones is just cool, man. He don't give a fuck.
And he's angry.
Yeah.
I'd probably be Scotty.
Hi, Captain.
Just leave me alone in my own little part of the ship, and... Yeah. Yeah, I'd be Scotty. You'd probably be Bones or Kirk, just because you want to nail Uhura.
Fucking A, dude.
Yep. All right. Next one here comes from Chris. These are death matches. Who wins, how, and why? Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Three-way fight, shoots and ladders match here. Plastic Man, Elongated Man, or Mr. Fantastic?
I'm going to take Mr. Fantastic for the win.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm picking Plastic Man. He's already been proven to be immortal.
Oh, shit. That's right.
Yeah, he's literally the strongest character in DC.
No shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's not broken, is it?
Nope. Not at all. That's the fact that Batman had him stored up in like a plastic egg until it was like, when shit gets really bad, break this and release Plastic Man, we'll all be saved. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to say Plastic Man. Elongated Man just stretches and he's a detective. Reed's smart, like super smart, but he's not immortal. I'm going to go Plaz just because the immortal part.
He's the strongest DC character.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yep. Well, if you're not counting elementals and demons and shit like that. So.
Right.
Yeah. So. All right.
Holy shit.
Next one here, this is a fancy tea party gone awry, uncouth Donnybrook match. The Penguin or the Kingpin? That's Kingpin, easy.
Yeah, Kingpin.
Yeah. All right, next one here, Three Blind Mice Brawl. Mortal Kombat's Kenshi, Zatachi the Blind Swordsman, or Daredevil?
Daredevil.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, but doesn't Kenshi have, like, force powers where he can grab people?
I didn't even think about that.
I think he does. That gives him the edge over Daredevil. Just because Daredevil can't see, like, a force grab coming.
Right.
So I'm going to go with the Kenshi for that one. Like, he can force grab him, and while Daredevil's freaking out, he gets sorted. So.
Sure.
All right. Real Blade, Wesley Snipes. Fake Blade, Mahershala Ali. Versus Luke Cage versus Mr. Terrific in a fatal four-way any given Chicago weekend match. Mr. Terrific.
Yeah, that's where I was going to... Yeah.
Literally the third smartest person in DC. He'd figure out, okay, you're a vampire, but you're a daywalker. I can still figure out a way to kill you. One, I'm just going to trap you in a terrific ball until I figure that out. And he'd like rapid age Luke Cage and it'd be over. So yeah. And finally the main event, which okay. I don't know who wins this one. Vince, it's Q versus Mr. Mental Plastic from Superman.
Oh man. I'm gonna go Q.
I'm gonna say Q just because Mental Plastic keeps getting outsmarted. And Q was never really outsmarted.
Yeah, he's omnipotent.
Yeah. So I'm going to go Q, but he would probably get Mitchell Plitzik to say his name so many times backwards he dies instead of just being banished. So that's my guess. All right. Next question here comes from Chris. If Mortal Kombat were to suddenly add an inconclusive breakdown DLC pack for Mortal Kombat 11, which has myself, Vince, and Juan as playable fighters, what would each of our fighting styles consist of, and what would our fatalities be?
Juan
would use the power of the hurricane.
Sure. And has helicopters.
And has helicopters. Yes, that would be Juan's. And his fatality would be just you get stuck on an island and a hurricane hits.
That'd be awful.
Yeah. Vince's would be... I don't know. What would yours be? Mine would be like King from Tekken, where it's just pro wrestling moves. That would be mine. And my fatality would probably be like a Stone Cold Stunner, but the head and spine just shoots out.
Oof.
Yeah. I don't know what yours would be, though.
I don't either. Drunk boxing?
Yeah. That's what, Lei Wu Long from Tekken?
Yeah.
Does the drunk box? Yeah, that would work. And then you just... You
beat
pour
him
out, you beat him with a
bottle,
whiskey bottle.
Yeah, that's how I see it.
Yeah, I can see that completely. All right, what are your last question? Here comes from Twitter. What were your thoughts on the final presidential debate?
Didn't watch it. Couldn't bring myself to it.
I saw bits and pieces of highlights. Did he really call Trump Abraham Lincoln?
Did he?
I think he might have. And what I did see, and thank you to Lopez for bringing this to my attention too, all the blue check marks on Twitter went nuts when Trump was talking about the coyotes and the illegal immigrants. They lost their fucking... What's he mean? These animals are bringing them kids across the border. Like, are you fucking retarded? Coyotes are the name for the human smugglers. He literally used the proper name of what they're actually called, and all the blue check marks on Twitter that he's retarded. No, you're fucking retarded because you don't have no idea what you're talking about. You shouldn't be allowed to breed, and you shouldn't be allowed to vote. I digress. Yeah,
coyotes.
Coyotes. Damn little Mexican kids riding on the backs of coyotes.
I saw a picture of that little kid in a sombrero riding on top of one. It was hilarious.
It's on the thumbnail this week.
Oh, is it?
I believe upper right-hand corner. Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
All right. Well, that actually ties into the first, did you see this? And during the debate, Joe Biden said that he will end the oil industry. Asked by President Trump during the final debate whether he would close down the oil industry, Biden said he would. I would transit tradition from the oil industry, yes, saying the oil industry pollutes. It has to be replaced by renewable energy over time. Biden added that he would end subsidies for oil and gas industry. Trump called it the biggest statement in terms of business of the entire debate. And he's not wrong. You would literally kill the economy. Period.
Does everybody else remember $4 gas?
Yep. If this happens, you ready for 12? 15 a gallon? Because that's sure as hell what it would hit. What do you... I always want to ask people that have like the electric cars and they're pulled up to the chargers. I'm like, what do you think makes the electricity to charge your electric car?
That's it.
Oh, diesel generators and generators that run on oil and gas.
Yeah, it's like hydrogen.
Yeah.
It just doesn't come out of nowhere. They actually drill that shit.
Right. But he's going to get rid of fracking. No more drilling either. So, yeah, it would literally crush. No more public transportation in big cities. Because they couldn't afford it. Yeah. All right, next thing here, a video of a Biden campaign stop this week in Pennsylvania, highlighted by the Trump campaign, shows that Biden said the people in Pennsylvania, if you don't vote for him, you're a chump. So, A, if you're, so if you don't vote for Biden and you're black, you're A, not black, and B, you're a chump. Wow. But that's not all of Biden's screw-ups this week, at least Joe. Video came out with him saying the following, and I had to watch this video four different times to make sure he really said what I have here. Joe Biden boasted, and I quote, "We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics." End quote. He literally said that. The most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Duck, you know, people are going to vote for him because they think Trump sucks.
Yeah.
Trump's nowhere anywhere near as bad as Joe Biden.
Right.
I can't.
The orange man. Really? Kid sniffer that calls you a chump. You ain't black. Literally admits we have a voter fraud organization. Let's not even start on the emails yet. Really?
Come on, man.
Yeah. And then you have his running mate here, the Ugandan giant Kamala here, who basically came out and said that they're going to get rid of guns when they're elected. We're about taking them off the streets within the first 100 days of their administration. If Congress does not act, they will do it by executive action. Our platform, forced confiscation of lawfully owned semi-automatic rifles, redefining what sporting purpose means for guns, criminalizing private firearm transfers, and repealing the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, which means that all the gun makers would get sued out of business.
Good luck.
How you like them rights, kids? Oh, what rights? Exactly. All right, let's go across the country, or across the world here. A couple in the northern Italian city of Milan was fined 400 euros by police after the horrible crime of kissing each other in public.
Oh, my God.
The incident took place October 9th when the couple, a 40-year-old Italian man and a Polish woman, left their house to go to a local restaurant. While walking hand in hand, they kissed each other and were almost immediately surrounded by cops who handed them the $400 fine.
Jeez, a greasy Italian and a slippery pole.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
Ooh.
I don't have a black shirt on to say it, though.
Sorry.
That's a, if anybody gets that joke, you get a no prize. All right.
That's insane.
Yeah. We have a 34-year-old woman named Kiara Dudley. She will be facing a judge this week. Douglas police say she assaulted a 73-year-old Vietnam veteran who was holding a Trump sign. Next thing we have, I'm just trying to keep going because I'll just start saying shit. Yeah.
I got nothing. Did he beat the shit out of her?
No, she punched him and knocked him to the ground and then took off.
Oh, sucker punch.
Yeah. Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk has been locked out of Twitter for violating the rules against posting misleading information about voting, according to Twitter. Here's what he tweeted. Pennsylvania just rejected 372,000 mail-in ballots. One voter was said to have submitted 11 duplicate ballots. Pennsylvania might be the key to winning the White House. What is going on? All he did was ask the question about this, and instantly Twitter jumped him and locked him out. You can't say that. Ministry of Truth. I think it's a pretty legit question, don't you? But that's not the only person that Twitter is censored. Twitter deleted a tweet from White House public health expert Scott Atlas, Dr. Scott Atlas, who asserted that general mask wearing does not stop or slow the spread of the virus. He tweeted out an article from a research group on Saturday that argued the face mask should be restricted to narrow circumstances, such as when visiting an at-risk elderly person or in a controlled healthcare setting, such as a hospital or a nursing home. Twitter confirmed to CNN that they removed his tweet So now Twitter thinks that not only are they the thought police, but they are COVID experts and doctors as well. Are you scared yet? Are you friggin' waking up?
That's what worries me the most about all that, is that legitimate doctors
are being silenced because it's not...
Right, because their studies have said, okay, look, this drug works wonders. Give it to them early. It knocks it out. We don't need to wear masks. We don't even need to be on a lockdown. Here it is. And they will shut them down.
Yeah. You're not politically in with the group, so you're shut down. You don't have a voice. Yeah. All right. Let's go back to the Hunter Biden ordeal here. At least a little part of it, because there's other parts that I don't want to talk about on the show yet. Hopefully ever. Until he gets charged. One of the recipients on an email chain with Hunter Biden that was published this week has authenticated the email. The email in question, which was dated March 13th, 2017, shows a business partner of Biden's discussing remuneration packages for participants in a deal involving CEFC, which is a China company, energy company. New York Post published portions of the email Thursday as part of the Hunter Biden deal. Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe on Monday said that Hunter Biden's laptop, quote, is not part of some Russian disinformation campaign, amid claims from House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff saying otherwise. So sorry to the mainstream media, the Biden crime family story is legit. And that goes to this that I just saw while we were on break. The Washington Post put out, "We must treat the Hunter Biden leaks as if they were a foreign intelligence operation, even if they probably are not." So here is the Washington Post admitting they no longer actually tell this, report the news. They tell you what to think. And they're basically admitting that, yeah, it's probably all real, but we can't say that. So let's just say it's Russia.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Exactly. Speaking of the Biden crime family, a list of, quote, key domestic contacts, end quote, for a joint venture involving the Bidens and that Chinese energy company, has a long list of Democrats. These were key domestic contacts for phase one target projects. Would you like to know who?
Sure.
Okay. Chuck Schumer, Amy Klobuchar, Dianne Feinstein, Kristen Gillibrand, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, former Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe, and Kamala Harris.
All guilty.
Weird, isn't it? Weird. Just not telling you what to think. You can figure that out yourself. I believe in you, unlike the media. Speaking of somebody who doesn't, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
She's kind of hot, though.
In a if-you-like-retards kind of way.
Shh.
Well, that explains your AOC thing, too.
Just give her a goddamn helmet and a coloring book, and I'll be in heaven. Oh, bloody, oh, blah, da. Sorry.
Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's almost Christmas time. Sorry. Better be good. Here come Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, so Skeletor 2.0 here vetoed two mundane ballot security bills this week. She said they would likely confuse voters and muddy the waters. The bills would have made it a felony to apply for multiple absentee ballots or fill out an application with somebody else's name without their consent. You know, fraud. She said in a letter to the Republican legislature, the voter fraud's already a crime. But so's murder, but we have hate crime statutes. So does that mean we should get rid of all hate crime statutes? Since murder's already illegal. Right? Using her logic, that's what would happen.
Well, using her logic, she pretty much said that everyone was dumb.
Yeah. But you guys stay locked down. My husband's going to the lake house. Right? Yeah.
14 days.
Yep. Former Clinton Labor Secretary Robert Reich on Saturday called, this should scare you, called for the creation of a Truth and Reconciliation Commission that would erase Trump's lies and expose those who enabled them. When this nightmare is over, we need a Truth and Reconciliation Commission that would erase his lies, comfort those who have been harmed by his hatefulness, and name every official, politician, executive, media mogul, and supporter whose greed and cowardice enabled this catastrophe. I mean, sure, maybe we can do that. Maybe we can, like, put nice little yellow stars on all of our sleeves if you're a Trump supporter.
There's a straight up commie.
That's basically what they're calling for. That way we know who you are, and that way we can, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
History's a bitch, man.
I know it. San Diego Public Schools, they want to be so anti-racist, they're abolishing their traditional grading system. I'm scrolling because I don't want to read all this nonsense and bullshit. Under the new system, students will not be penalized for failing to complete assignments, and teachers will give them extra opportunities to demonstrate, quote, mastery, end quote, of subjects. The grades they receive upon completion of a course will no longer reflect their average test and assignment scores. The new approach, which is rather confusingly written, still includes letter grades, but these will reflect students' mastery of the subject rather than their completion of homework, quizzes, and tests. What constitutes, quote, mastery is left unexplained. Grades shall not be influenced by behavior or factors that directly measure students' knowledge and skills in the content area. So that sounds like teachers are just going to give out what they want. And the deal of leniency will now be given to students who don't do the work at all, including those who don't come to class, as attendance will no longer be a factor in grading. Get your kids out of California and San Diego and public schools, period.
They're not even trying anymore. I mean, they don't the kids don't even want to learn at this point.
No, they don't care. Why should they care? The government's going to take care of them.
Right.
We have an update to the Denver shooting where the quote-unquote security guard for the TV station shot and killed a guy right in front of his son and all
this. Oh, yeah, that pretty much disappeared, didn't it?
Yeah, he's been charged now with second-degree murder.
Sure.
Yeah, so no attorney has been listed for him as of yet. So, oh, Jeffrey Toobin. You may know him as CNN's chief legal analyst. The New Yorker magazine has suspended him for masturbating on a Zoom video call with members of the New Yorker and WNYC radio staff. Apparently, they were wargaming the election, and he said he did not realize his video was on. I made an embarrassingly stupid mistake, believing I was off camera. I apologize to my wife, friends, family, and coworkers. I believed I was not visible on Zoom. I thought no one else could see the call and that I had muted. And everybody saw him jerking off. So,
oy vey.
Yeah. So the New Yorker suspended him. He's still employed and not suspended by CNN.
Of course.
Yeah. Flyers are being left all across the country that read, "Dear neighbor, you have been identified by our group as being a Trump supporter. Your address has been added into our database as a target for when we attack should Trump not concede the election. We recommend that you check your home insurance policy and make sure that it is current and it has adequate coverage for fire damage. You have been given fair warning. Always remember that it was you that started this civil war. Be prepared to face the severe consequences of your preemptive actions against democracy." Flyers have been seen all the way from New Hampshire to Kansas City. All across the country. We told you they want you dead. How many years have we been saying that?
410 is a nasty round. Yeah.
So is 308 and 556.
I'm going to jail. One way or the other, you try to burn my house down, you're dead.
If you don't hear from us, like, for a couple weeks, good chance we're either in jail or dead. I mean, when shit goes down. Because threaten my friends and family and my property, and
it ain't happening here.
1,850 feet per second, you're gonna meet real fucking quick.
Yeah, you guys can try that in the big cities. That shit ain't happening here.
Nope. All right. Next story here. A black man who was attacked in California at a free speech rally was kicked off of social media for posting what happened to him. Another Twitter user posted, "Philip just got banned from Twitter and Instagram. He is making too much noise for them. I've raised $26,000 for him to fix his teeth. He told me he's going to use the rest of the money to host another free speech rally and continue his fight." A man was arrested for attacking Philip Anderson. His name was Adora Anderson, accused of mayhem and hate crime enhancement after the 25-year-old Philip Anderson was punched in the face during his free speech event at the UN Plaza on October 17th. Video and pictures on social media showed the moment Philip Anderson was assaulted at the rally against Twitter and Big Tech. And then they literally kicked him off of Twitter and Big Tech. You made his fucking point, you retards. Yeah, but it's a hate crime now because he's black and the attacker wasn't. So that kind of came back to bite you in the ass, didn't it? All right. A video out of Brooklyn shows a city inspector handing out a COVID violation fine to a Jewish restaurant owner. You know what his horrible crime was, Vince?
What?
He left his door open to let in some fresh air.
Oy vey.
The store owner complaining to the city inspector about being fined and hit with a court summons for keeping my doors open. "You're giving me a ticket because my doors are open, sir." He points out that there's no one in the restaurant and adds, "What if my store is hot? I'm not allowed to open the door because the store is hot?" The inspector refuses to engage, simply telling the owner everything is spelled out in the summons. But remember, cops won't come for your guns just because their bosses tell them to.
Yeah, I know.
But that is not all in New York going after the Jews. Police are now entering private homes. Here we go.
Now, see, this is a Fourth Amendment thing. How the fuck can they get away with doing that?
Good question. Confrontation apparently happened in Monsey, a place in Rockland County, famous as a major center of Orthodox Jews in the U.S., shows a police officer standing on the doorstep of a house engaged in a heated argument with a group of people, one of whom apparently owns the property. The officer in the video tells the homeowner that his police patrol was responding to a complaint about cars parked in front of the house and noticed that there was a gathering of more than 10 people underway inside, which, quote, was an issue. But remember, they're your friends. You couldn't see me wink, but I winked. Yeah, they're going to do whatever their bosses in the paycheck tells them to do.
Hell yeah, they got a pension, man.
Yeah. All right. Time for Dumb Criminal of the Week, and we're wrapping this up.
Thank God.
A gun violence counselor, an employee with the Philadelphia DA's office, shot and killed an armed man who tried to rob him at gunpoint. On Tuesday, shortly before 10 a.m., an armed 31-year-old man tried to rob another man in the 2600 block of North Napa Street in the Strawberry Mansion neighborhood. The second man fired his own weapon, shooting the 31-year-old once in the chest. The attacker was pronounced dead at the scene. The man who shot him was not injured during the incident and will not be charged. A spokesman for the Philadelphia Attorney General's office confirmed to the news that the 31-year-old gunman was a sex worker, while the man who shot him in self-defense was an employee with the Philadelphia DA's office and worked as a gun violence counselor for the DA's immediate response team.
That's hilarious.
You picked the wrong guy, and you got what you fucking deserved. Ta-da!
Who is the, aren't they rioting right now in San Bernardino?
I believe so.
Speaking of dumb people getting shot.
Yeah, hold on, let me look real quick. I wish there needs to be a website, just a riot tracker website. You know what I mean? It would make things a little easier. I know there was riots still in Portland, Seattle, Yeah, I believe San Bernardino, from what I see.
Yeah, I think it's San Bernardino.
Yeah, so...
Quit shooting at cops.
Just quit breaking the fucking law. I know. Sorry. Right.
I don't get it.
Well, it's because we're not supposed to, because we have two brain cells that we can rub together and think for ourselves.
Yeah, I just don't... Another black man died... But yeah, because he shot at a fucking cop.
Where are you in all the major big cities like Chicago when they kill each other all the time? Oh, is it because black killing black don't matter? Or is it when a police officer gets shot at, returns fire, and then kills the black guy? That's time it matters.
I tell you what, man. This whole BLM thing has just about made everybody real tired.
Yeah. Yeah, people are fed up.
I mean, before you kind of had everybody on your side... And now nobody cares about it. They released that Black Lives Matter theme for PlayStation last week.
Really?
Or this week? Yeah. People are pissed off about that.
Well, I can see why. Does it burn down my laptop or my PS?
Yeah, sure. It makes it too hot. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes it too hot. It peacefully protests and it melts it. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's funny.
We're telling you, people, you got to get ready. You are literally, what, 14 days away?
Yeah.
From either shit one way or shit the other.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
So, Vince, do you have any final thoughts this week?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice so the women don't find you handsome. At least they'll find you handy.
Can't take the high road, take the high ground. And, man, just pray and load your guns. That's where I'm at. Because bad times. We've been telling you for 5 years to get ready. It's here.
Surprise.
You had 5 years warning. So probably longer than that if you just paid attention. So
shit.
All right. Hope everybody has a good Halloween. Fuck what the government tells you. Let your kids trick or treat. Live your life the way you wanted to live it. And... we will be back next week with the pre-election show. Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Talk to everybody then. Bye.
Bye.